The word today is philosophy. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. The kingdom of this world is quite different than the kingdom of God, and a Christian must learn to distinguish between the two. Knowing the differences will help the Christian to be sure to walk in God's way and according to His will. Hear from our archives with some of the differences between God's ways and man's philosophies is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Philosophy.
I'm using the word philosophy today to talk about a way of life, a way of thinking, and I don't want to be, worldly about this, so to speak, but I believe there are two philosophies of life. And I believe there's truth, and I believe there's falsehood. And I believe God is very fussy about this. God wants us to believe what is true, and He wants us to be honest when we talk. Let me just use a verse from the Scriptures that we can kind of use as a heading for this topic. It's Psalm 101, verse 7. Let me read it to you. No one who is dishonest will live in my house. No liars will stay around me. That's Psalm 101, verse 7. And it's pointing out the danger of lying and dishonesty. Now, when you use this as a philosophy of life, let's say, you can talk about it in terms of there's man's way of looking at life, and there's God's way of looking at life. And that's what I'd like to share with you today. The difference between those two philosophies, man's point of view and God's point of view. Let's just take a few subjects and move down the line, and I think you'll get the gist of what I'm trying to say. First of all, let's say if you want to theorize about what's the best way to describe these, if you're talking about man's philosophy or man's opinion, take a look at Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. Proverbs 14, verse 12. And then when I'm talking about God's way, the spiritual way, the converted way, as we talked about last week, the person who's become a child of God, a follower of God, a believer in Jesus Christ, there's God's way. Take a look at John 14, verse 6. And these two verses kind of epitomize the difference between man's way and God's way. Let's get started here, for instance. Let's take truth. Truth, in man's opinion, is sort of a relative sort of thing. In other words, it's kind of the truth for some people, and for other people, it may not be the truth. It may be, something close to lying, that type of thing. That man is very philosophical about that. We deal with politics all the time, so often. Everyone knows that politicians lie. It's a standard thing for all of them. And they'll call it mistruth or misspoken or, they'll have other opinions. Now, when you deal with God's way, truth is absolute. Absolute truth. Not only the psalm that I gave you here to begin with, but take a look at John, the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John, verse 17. Truth with God is absolute. God will never accept falsehood. He will never accept half-truth, and so on. Now, one of the things about man's way is that they're kind of uncertain. I'm not really sure about this, but in my opinion, and then they'll talk about that. The difference in God's way is God is dogmatic. He is true. It is a fact. Take a look at Mark chapter 1, verse 22. Mark chapter 1, verse 22. Now let's pursue this a little more. Man's opinion and man's philosophy is insecure. It's tossed here and there. It can change day by day, sometimes month by month, year by year. Just whatever way the wind is blowing, so to speak, is the way they will end up believing. Now, with God's way, it is secure. Let me give you some verses from the scripture that point to the fact that God's truth is absolute and secure. Ephesians 4, verse 13. Ephesians 4, verse 13. You can add 14 to that too. Ephesians 4, verse 13 and 14. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. And an easy one to look at, Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 24 and 25. It is secure. It is honest. It is accurate. It is not in doubt. Okay, let's take a look at the difference again from man's point of view. Well, man is kind of, let's say they say things like, well, in my view, or I think it means this, or my interpretation is this. Your interpretation may be different, and your opinion may be different. See, it's kind of a wishy-washy thing. Now, with God's way, it's positive. God has spoken it, and it's true. In other words, there's no question about it. We don't doubt it. We don't equivocate. We don't in some way say, well, I'm not sure. We are sure. It is absolute. Now, man's way deals with his opinions and his conjectures. Well, I think this, and my opinion is this, and most people feel this way. God's way, it is a fact. We are dealing with a fact. When God says something, it is true, it is a fact. Take a look with that thought at Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 40, verse 8. Now, getting back to man's opinion again, man will probably say, well, I'm not sure God said that. Is that what God meant? And they will get wishy-washy on the whole subject. I'm not sure that that's what God meant. Now go back to God's way again. God's way, thus saith the Lord, Romans 4, verse 3, it is absolute, it is true, and there is no doubt about it. One of the things that man constantly does, they'll say, well, science says this, or, well, look at the results. Don't become narrow-minded or close-minded, but I don't like that verse in Scripture because maybe it points us in an incorrect way. You see, they're always doubting. There's always an objection to the Word of God. Now, in God's people, God's way, we are completely subject. God said it, therefore it's true. That settles it. I believe it. So I just want to draw your attention to the philosophy of man versus the philosophy of the way of God, the believer. Now, one of the things that we talk about in terms of mankind is doubts. They doubt this, they doubt that. Take a look at Luke 24, verse 19 to 27, all about doubts. Luke 24, verse 19 to 27. It talks about doubts. Now let's look at it from God's point of view. How do we know something is true? I know because God said so. There is an assurance. There is a comfort. There is a conviction. There is a certainty. Take a look at 2 Peter chapter 1, 19 to 21. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. Okay, now let's take another view of man's philosophy. Well, there are doctrines that are minor, and there are some that are non-essential, and there are some truths. They like us to believe that the Word of God has truth in parts, and that other parts you kind of just leave slide, that nothing really has to be firm. That's totally opposite of God's way. In God's way, every word of His word is true and important, and it's not a matter of whether or not you believe it or not. It is a factual truth because it is God's word. Now, man, on the other hand, sometimes tries to say, well, you know, I look at different people differently. I look at the good that will come of something, and maybe if I tell a lie, maybe it will in some way help somebody else. They philosophize as though somehow it doesn't matter to be in agreement with God's word. Now, from God's perspective, from the viewpoint of the Christian, he strives, he works to tell God's truth, and he follows the Bible. He doesn't just say, I'll use it when it applies to me. He sees it as the only way of trying to do the will of God. Man's philosophy is to try to be good, probably help people if he can, but kind of mixed up, a mixture. You know, this is described in the Bible in Ezra, the prophet Ezra, chapter 9, verse 1 to 14, talks about this wishy-washy type of thing of man. On the other side, on God's way, there's a purity, a real effort to follow God's will, to be honest, to be accurate, to be truthful. You know, it's very important, as we saw at the beginning of this program, to follow what God says and to be accurate about it and honest about it. Man, on the other hand, compromises. I'll agree part way, or I'll do this, or I might come close. You know, this compromising of man is not at all what the man of God does. The man of God makes a distinction. I will follow God, period. I'm not compromising. I'm not thinking in certain ways along with men and partly with God. I am totally on God's side. Now, man almost always goes with man's opinion. God's plan always is God's word.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. .org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.